Nikki and DeMillo in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
The first 24-hour diner in Perth has finally closed its doors after 41 years. Fast Eddie's.
Oh.
Gone. Another victim of changing times.
I actually thought Fast Eddie's was gone already.
Well,
so there you go.
It's funny. After I was working in Perth doing early starts, met the family, went there randomly for breakfast on a Sunday. Mm. Well, we should just go down there. That'll be open. So went and discovered it hadn't been 24 hours for I don't know how long. It shut and opened. It was like, well, that's kind of against the spirit. So I kind of went, oh, I wonder how long this has got.
So as soon as it stopped doing 24-hour.
Well, it's kind of a sign when that was kind of what it was made about. Like that was its main claim to fame and that stopped happening. You kind of go, well,
what's the point?
Yeah, what's going on there? I reckon working there would have been a real learning process.
Mm.
I know people that have worked in the kitchens and stuff there and they reckon it was a real kind of baptism of fire. Like, it, cause you think about it, it's a place that's open 24 hours. Lots of drunk people go there.
So, like Macca's.
Well, yeah, kind of, sort of. Like, if you have to clean up the loos, that's not a good job.
Mm.
How many cups of coffee do you reckon is too much, Nikki?
Well, for me, personally, I can't have more than two. My heart starts pounding.
Your heart will go on.
True.
Anyway, the reason I asked the question is because they've been looking into it at the University of South Australia. And they have suggested that in order to maintain a healthy heart and healthy blood pressure, people should limit their coffees to fewer than six cups per day.
Wow. Yeah, look, I'd recommend that too. Fewer than six, that's a lot of coffee.
That's the tipping point apparently where caffeine started to negatively affect cardiovascular risk. But wouldn't you
My heart pounds after, if I have more than two.
Three in my heart feels like an alligator.
Yeah, exactly.
While you were away, there was a document kicking around that suggests, and it's out for public submissions for WA dog owners, right?
Yeah, okay.
A whole bunch of guidelines. Well, actually, I suppose they'll be enshrined in law, but they're talking about ways that we can look after our dogs better, like, you know, aiming at getting rid of puppy farming.
Yeah,
good idea.
Great.
But also, if you're driving with a dog in your car, avoiding speed humps.
Avoiding them?
Yeah.
Not slowing down.
Avoiding them. Swerving, jolts, avoid all of that. Make sure you have a first aid kit when you take your dog for a run. Like, I don't have a first aid kit for when I go out on
a run. I couldn't save myself, let alone the dog.
Also, other guidelines suggested minimum size dimensions for dog houses and kennels, making sure your dog's not tethered for more than 2 hours a day. Fair enough.
Look, all great.
Some of them okay. I don't know how you police them, but you found more.
Yeah, look, this is proposed laws for the ACT. They're saying that they could ban dog owners from walking more than three pooches at a time.
Why?
If you're walking more than three pooches at a time successfully, first of all, congratulations to you. I don't know how you're doing that.
Do you know, I was just thinking about this. I don't think I've ever actually seen people, you know, apart from on TV, like dog walkers.
Yeah, those dog walkers that you see.
Taking multiple dogs. I've never seen anyone actually do it in real life.
I've probably seen two. Two at a time is the most I've seen.
And I've probably seen a person with a dog have more issues than I've ever seen with people walking multiple
dogs. Yeah, usually if you're taking out three dogs at a time, they're pretty good dogs.
Yeah.
And they're also happy.
You know what you're doing, generally. You're not going to take out five dogs if you don't know what you're doing.
No.
It's a bizarre law.
And it's basically aimed at saying that animal emotions should be considered. So you're saying walking three dogs at a time, the dog's going to be sad? I think those dogs are going to be having the best time of their lives if there's three on a leash. You might not, but the dogs are going to have a great time.
Natasha from Aurelia is on the line.
Now, Natasha, we're playing Hardly Normal for your chance to win $1,000 to spend at Harvey Norman Mandra and Port Kennedy. Do you have a weird fact for us?
I do. I guess just like our fingers, where we've all got different fingerprints, we also, on our tongue, are all different and we all have like different prints on our tongue. So I think that's pretty weird. But
so what you're saying is don't lick anything at a crime scene.
Oh, that's...
That's exactly right.
Besides the fact your saliva will be on it.
It's right there, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that's right. 2 points.
You could do a tongue print.
Well, yeah, clearly. And so obviously somebody has. That's the even scarier thing.
Yeah,
well, that's right. They had to find it out somehow, didn't they?
So all our taste buds kind of thing, I suppose, are different in different positions.
My tongue spells classy, my taste buds. That's, I'm pretty sure.
That's how you know you're classy.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With our plucky reporter, Nikki Parkinson.
Clucky?
No, no, plucky.
Right, okay.
No.
I was very confused. Hollywood icon Doris Day has passed away at the age of 97.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me.
I remember my nanny used to sing that to me.
Oh, of course, very well known for that song, Que Sera, and for her silver screen accolades. She was reportedly in great health before her age, before coming down with pneumonia recently. She passed away overnight in her California home. So RIP, Doris Day.
Yeah.
Now, Britney Spears says her dad made her take drugs and admitted her into a mental health facility against her will as she fights for freedom in court. TMZ claims that at a hearing on Friday, Britney told the judge that her dad committed her to the mental health facility a month ago against her will and forced her to take drugs before she went. Britney also asked for more freedom and to end her 11-year-old conservatorship, aka guardianship, her dad holds over her. So very messed up there.
A lot happening there, isn't there?
Very confusing. Poor Brit. And Prince William is speaking out in support of Mental Health Awareness Week with a new radio campaign co-starring Katy Perry. The spot also features Stephen Fry.
There's a lot of people involved in this.
Answer these questions out loud. What does S-H-O-P spell? And what do you do at a green light? Stop? Or should you go on green? Katie.
I'd say stop. I mean, most people do. So while we are listening, we're not really listening. Jamila?
We do it all the time. Life can just get too busy, can't it, Mr. Fry?
It can indeed, but there are people out there desperate to be heard, and you can help by taking the time to listen, even if you're a prince.
Being able to talk about how you're feeling is essential for keeping mentally fit and healthy. So maybe now is the time for us to stop and to really listen.
Yeah, interesting stuff.
Great campaign. Very smart getting those people involved as well, because people like us play it.
Nikki and Demello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.